693. Now, have you been on a pier this bank holiday Monday? Along with Kiss Me Quick hats and donkey rides, for many years they were seen as an essential part of the British seaside. But campaigners are warning that some of our oldest piers are at risk because their owners aren't doing enough to restore and renovate them. So are piers still a vital part of a visit to the seaside? Or with the slot machines and fortune tellers, are they just a bit old hat, all a bit tacky? Feel free to tell me about the piers you have visited on 0500 909 693. Let's speak to journalist John Bounds, who has visited all 56 surviving pleasure piers in England and Wales. Good evening, John.
Good evening.
So are they just a relic of a bygone age?
Possibly some are. Some are still very much like they may have been in the 60s or 70s or even before that. Some are kind of falling down and you know, really in need of repair. Some are vibrant and, you know, really commercial and really doing well. And some are really being taken to the heart of their communities. And I think from all of the sort of 56 that we saw when we were travelling around, those are the most interesting ones.
OK, so of the 56 in England and Wales that you visited, you've still got Scotland to do. Just tell me about the best, the vibrant ones.
Two kind of really interesting ones. Southwold is a gorgeous pier. It's fantastic in the way that it's kind of it's got something different about it. It's they've got a huge array of wonderful sculptures on it. They've still got, you know, a cafe and a shop and things like that. And you walk up and look through the telescope into the sea and things like that.
No fortune tellers, no slot machines.
Oh, there are slot machines at the start, yes. I'm sure. I didn't see a fortune teller on there, although there is a kind of electronic one that you can have a go at. Even actually an electronic doctor that will write you a prescription. And there's things like that. There's all sorts of weird machines and stuff which make it a very, very interesting pier. And I think since we've been around, that one's been sold now to a huge leisure group, so that one's definitely one that's on the up.
I mean, they're a relic, if you like, of the Victorian era, weren't they, when I think it was just a bit of a novelty that you could build out into the sea like that. But it's clear from what you're saying that you think there is a future for the pier, at least some of the 56.
Certainly. Hastings is another really interesting pier. It was actually closed when we did our trip, but what you could tell was that the community had decided that it was an important part of the town. It was an important cultural asset because although it had been closed by fire on the pavilion, you know, the local sort of creative scene had got together. They were raising money, they were putting pressure on the council, they were looking for lottery funding, things like that. You know, they were doing all sorts of fundraising things, and it was really, really interesting to see how the local people considered it part of not only the town, but of the heritage and the history of the area.
John, great to hear from you. John Bounds, who's visited...